Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. Good Saturday morning, our final weekend in October of 2021. This report brought to you today and every week by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon. Check them out for all your skid steer attachments. I know that snow season is right around the corner. Might want to line up your buckets, or maybe you're looking for a trailer. Good amount of trailers on hand, new and pre-owned. You'll find them all at Midsoda Manufacturing, right off I-94 in Avon. Midsoda Manufacturing. Well, we're going to begin this week and talk a lot about cattle. Let's check in at USDA in Washington, D.C. Gary Crawford has more regarding some signs of a shrinking beef cattle herd.
It may not be definitive, but all through last week's new USDA report on cattle feedlot numbers,
the signals continue to point towards smaller cow numbers.
Smaller cow numbers now and into 2022. This from Agriculture Department livestock analyst Shale Shagham. First, placements into feedlots during September were just under 2.2 million head, down 3% from September a year ago. Shagham says most private analysts expected placements to be 1% higher.
The fact that it came in 3% lower, from the standpoint of a market sentiment, we'll probably have a bullish sentiment on fed cattle.
The number of fed cattle marketings during September was just under 1.8 million head. That also down 3% from September a year ago. The October 1st feedlot inventory number, 11.6 million head. That's down 1% from last year. And more telling, within that 11.6 million head in feedlots,
the number of heifers and heifer calves on feed on October 1st was just under 4.5 million head, which was about 2% above a year ago and represented about 38.8% of the total number of cattle on feed. And that's up from 37.6% for the same period last year.
And Shagham says it does not take a Sherlock Holmes to deduce that more heifers and heifer cows in the overall inventory is
a signal that producers are not retaining female stock with the intention of breeding them in the spring.
Add to this an estimated, or subtract from it, an estimated 1% decline from a year ago in the number of cattle outside feedlots, and Shale Shagham says it's a recipe for a reduction in the beef cattle herd and in beef output next year, and possibly for higher cattle prices. Let's take USDA's average of fed steer price last year at this time. It was $104 a hundredweight. Last week, it was $124. And the latest USDA forecast for 2022 calls for an average price of $127.75. That would be more than 6% higher than this year's average price. All this is affecting retail beef prices, USDA economist Carolyn Chelius says, so far in 2021.
For consumers, we're seeing prices continue to increase. Beef and veal prices have increased 6.5% so far.
It could be up to 7.5% by year's end, and she says expect another 2-3% increase next year. This is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
All right, Gary, thank you very much for that information. And we continue and talk cattle here this week. Yeah, whether you are looking to buy maybe some of those holiday gifts here now or before, you know, the holidays get closer, you see prices rising, even when it comes to fuel, cattle feed, and more. And odds are you're paying more thanks to inflation. Cattle Facts CEO Randy Block, who recently spoke at the Texas Cattle Feeders Association convention, says inflation is here to stay, and he feels it's going to be here to stay, impacting many things for quite a while.
I don't know how you can slow it down. You throw this much money in the system and you got an economy that's still not fully back on board and yet headed up, not only in the U.S. but around the globe. We're going to have some real inflationary pressures to deal with here for the next several years.
Some additional comments as well. Now for cattle producers and feeders, inflation is being translated into paying more for your feed and grain. Also, drought in hay and cattle country has made winter forage more expensive. At the same time, as I mentioned, grain prices are higher.
You see what's going on with feed grain prices, oil prices, energy prices, value of energy in our grains. I think that's the reason that when you look at it relative to the historical supply-demand numbers, corn's about 50 cents a bushel higher than it would typically be given this type of a stocks-to-use ratio.
And finally, Randy mentions as well, he says, ultimately, cost to produce goods and services will trickle down to consumers. And even before that, folks like cattle producers and feeders translating into tighter cattle numbers he sees in the future.
I think we'll see cost of gains continue to stay more elevated, you know, just the cost of doing business. Vehicles are going to cost more, steel already costs more, energy costs more, fuel costs more. The list goes on and on and on, and ultimately you've got to pass that down. The wholesale markets have already got a lot of that type of stuff built into them, but we haven't been able to share in that yet at the fed cattle level, but that'll change in here as we work into tighter numbers.
Randy Block with Cattle Facts here on Chasm Radio. His 2022 forecast cash cattle prices will be between $1.20 and $1.60 per pound, with the average price right around $1.35. Now, while that seems like an improvement at first sight, but when you factor in inflation, it looks like profits will be pretty flat, he feels. Randy Block is Cattle Facts CEO joining us this morning on your Central Minnesota Farm Report on AM 1150. Also, October, we wrap up a National Pork Month in our coverage. We had a chance to visit with John Anderson of Anderson Farms. And John is Minnesota Pork Producers Association president. We had a chance to address a few issues and topics which are, well, of high concern in the pork industry. And I guess first one comes about, and you have to mention African swine fever, ASF. And right now we have done a fantastic job keeping this out of the United States. And he says it's good to hear that news, and they'll continue to have that as one of their top priorities.
We have, and that's a good thing. And the other thing that we were able to do is separate, get a little bit more of a buffer zone, separate Puerto Rico from the mainland U.S., so if it does have to go to Puerto Rico, at least we will still be able to trade our pork in the world market. But biosecurity and then protecting our borders, that's the top of the list for the pork producers.
Now, once again, if ASF was ever detected in the United States, it would be devastating, to say the very least. John gave us some insight into how much pork on a daily basis is being trucked around on our U.S. roads, and it's hard to imagine that all coming to a halt in the case of African swine fever here in the U.S.
Oh, yeah, that's correct. That would make what we went through last year with the COVID shutdown seem really minor. And we're talking about shutting down all movement of hogs in the whole country for 72 hours. And every day there's over a million pigs moving somewhere in the U.S. You know, so you just imagine the backlog that would create. It would take a long time to work through it.
John Anderson, Minnesota Pork Producers Association president, joining us this week here on Chasm Radio. And I did mention, as a few months ago, we had a chance to speak at his farm near Belgrade. And I said, give us a harvest update, how things came out as they continue harvest in their area after such dry conditions this summer.
Yeah, we're the boys are wrapping up our sugar beets this afternoon, if they haven't done it already. Our corn harvests are probably a week away from being that, having that wrapped up. We're making a lot of bedding for the cattle. Our edible bean harvest was good. We did a little disappointed in the yield there. The drought probably affected the edible beans more than any other crops, mainly because it was so hot in July and August, and we probably had some pod support, you know. But overall, we're very satisfied with the yields we had this year, considering everything that was all the heat and the lack of rain.
Minnesota Pork Producers Association President John Anderson joining us this week as we wrap up our National Pork Month coverage. And that is your Central Minnesota Farm Report. I'm Joe Gill.